Hey, it's good to see you again. Welcome to Discovery Land. We're going to do what we do. We're going to stand up and we're going to praise God. So let's stand up and let's sing. Let's be loud. Let's praise God and worship Him. Let's do it.
His love will never quit. His love will never run away. Even when I get upset, His love is still forgiving me. And it's all because His love isn't just a little bit. He loves me a whole lot.
Get out of here now, fear! here for good. I'll see you later.
See you, see you later.
I'll see you later.
See you, see you later.
See you later, alligator.
See you, see you later.
I'll see you later.
See you, see you later.
See you later, alligator.
Hey, we're getting ready for our big God story. So, you know what time it is? I thought you did. It's time to put on our... what? Yeah, that's right. Pay attention, glasses. What comes next? Yes, that's right. Our listening ears. Let's put those on so we can listen. And finally, yeah, let's zip, lock, and button. But before we jump in, we're going to pray and ask God to teach us a lesson, to speak to us, okay? All right, let's pray and do that. Dear God, we want to learn from you, we want to hear from you, and we want to follow you. So God, help us to listen today. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, so we've got a really cool name of a king today, friends. And I'm going to say it, and then I'm going to have you say it with me, okay? So check this out. Our king's name in the beginning of our lesson today is Jehoshaphat. It's kind of silly, isn't it? Yeah. I know, I laugh too. But that was his name, Jehoshaphat. Can you say that? Jehoshaphat? Let me hear you. Yeah. Good job. All right. Sounds good. So God gave people kings to rule over his land. And Jehoshaphat was God's king over his people in Judah. And Jehoshaphat was a good king. And Jehoshaphat loved God with all of his heart. Can you do that? Yeah. So the king had all of the army and the food and supplies and everything he needed to keep the Israelites safe. And Jehoshaphat knew when he went into battle, God would be with him and give him victory over his enemies. Because friends, God is always victorious. Let me say that again. God is always victorious every single time. He always wins. So, who did I say was with Jehoshaphat in battle? That's right, God. So, God was with Jehoshaphat when he went into battle. As we read through the Bible, the big God story, it tells us that there were lots of kings of Israel and of Judah, and a lot of them didn't trust and follow God. Can you imagine? But there were, and that is not good, friends. So let's do our sad face because they weren't following God's. They weren't following God's direction. So, but Jehoshaphat was what? He did follow God, and he was a good king and did many, many things that honors God. Do you think that made God happy? That's right, it did. Give me a super cheesy smiley face. Yeah, good job. All right, so Jehoshaphat knew that it was wrong to worship other gods. He decided to remove anything that the people had built to worship other things other than the one true God. And he knew it was important for his people to know God and to know about who he is and to know that God is victorious and that he always wins. He sent out teachers and priests to teach all of the people in all of the land about God, just like your leaders come to church and tell you about Jesus. Isn't that awesome? That is so cool. And so, there were people in neighboring countries and cities who fought with God's people from time to time, and they didn't like God. And sometimes they were jealous and angry and mean because they didn't know the one true God. But God always wins. So when they saw and heard how Jehoshaphat trusted God and followed him, these neighbors were afraid because they knew that God was always victorious, and the people knew that if King Jehoshaphat and they were trusting God, they would be victorious again. So they knew that God would fight their battles and protect them. So the enemies of God's people decided not to fight with them. That's pretty cool. But one day, King Jehoshaphat made a bad decision. He made an agreement And that was not what God wanted. So do you think God was happy? No, he wasn't happy at all. God didn't want Jehoshaphat to trust in this other king because he was evil, but he wanted Jehoshaphat to trust in God alone, the one true God, because God is, it's a big word, victorious. That's right. And so Jehoshaphat did this, and it didn't make God happy, but God still loved him. And God still provided for Jehoshaphat, and God protected his people. God is victorious. God can give us the victory today too when we pray and ask him for help, and when we obey him with all our hearts. When we trust God, he will fill us with his strength and give us what we need to follow him every single time, friends, because God is, that's right, victorious. Excellent. We know that God is good, and we just heard that God is victorious, right? What's that mean? He always wins. Even when we don't know how God will win, we can trust him. That's right. And when you think about how God is victorious, how he always wins, how does that make you want to respond to God today? Maybe you want to respond by shouting and praising him. Maybe you want to dance. Maybe you want to sing. Or maybe you just want to pray and thank God. But during this song, you can do any or all of those because God is victorious and he loves us. So hold out your hands. It's time for our blessing. Friends, the Lord God is with you today and always. May you always listen closely for his voice and learn to trust him because he is victorious. Hope to see you soon.